The bipartisan bill is starting to make its way through the Wisconsin legislature. It would mandate teaching cursive writing in Wisconsin elementary schools. We want to know what you think of the idea at 800-642-1234. Is it important for children to be taught to write and to read cursive? Why or why not? How often do you use cursive writing in your life? Call 800-642-1234. Representative Jeremy Thiesfeld is a Republican representing Assembly District 52, which includes Fond du Lac. He also chairs the Assembly's Committee on Education. He's an author of the bill. Representative Thiesfeld, thanks for joining us today.
Happy to be here.
Why do you think cursive is important to teach to Wisconsin kids?
Cursive is a style of writing that is beneficial to all students. And studies are starting to indicate pretty strongly also that dyslexic students experience higher level of success when they learn and write in cursive. And we are in a position right now where the International Dyslexia Association estimates that 15 to 20% of the population has some form of dyslexia. And so if it's something that is beneficial to all of our students, and especially if it can help out dyslexic students, and keep them from possibly being hampered by a learning disability, why would we not do that?
With that in mind, what would the legislation you and some of your colleagues are offering do? What would it require for schools?
The way it is written at the current time would be that all children in public schools in the state of Wisconsin would be required to write in cursive style, legibly by the end of fifth grade.
And some people say, okay, yes, it sounds like a good idea. We like this, but we're already asking a lot of our schools the basics, the reading, writing, and arithmetic, the technology. Is there really room in the school schedule to fit this in?
There is. And the evidence of that is we still continue to have schools all across the state that do this. I've been asked frequently how many schools are actually doing this, and there really isn't any way to know that short of calling up every school district and private school in the state and asking, because the Department of Public Instruction doesn't keep that data. I've estimated, just based on anecdotal information, I've heard that maybe half, maybe a little less than that, are actually doing this. And so the schools that are doing it apparently find a good reason to do it, or they would have given it up, because there certainly has been pressure on curriculums to do that. So the method for putting this into the curriculum and fitting it into the school day exists. We just need to turn to those schools that are successfully doing it and mimic what they're doing.
As we wrap up, do you have a timeline on this legislation?
Well, at this point, we have not had a hearing in either the Assembly or the Senate. I would think that that will happen hopefully before the end of the year. I'd like to get it done in November if possible. And once it's done in committee, then, of course, it goes to the floor. Legislative session will probably wrap up late winter, early spring. So we've got 3 or 4 months to get things accomplished yet.
Thanks so much for joining us today.
Happy to be here.
Representative Jeremy Thiesfeld spoke with us earlier today. He represents Assembly District 52, which includes Fond du Lac. He is the author of a bill that would mandate teaching cursive in Wisconsin elementary schools. What do you think of the idea? Should we make sure that all school kids learn how to read and write cursive? What do we lose if we don't keep it around? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We'll go right to your calls. Ruth is with us in Eau Claire. Ruth, hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. So I think the idea sounds really good. I mean, the ability to communicate is essential in when you become a working adult. It's so essential to having success. So I can see why it seems like a good idea. I guess what I'm wondering is, what does the scientific body of research say about this? That's what I think would be really great to add to the conversation right now.
Ruth, thanks a lot for the call. I'm guessing that'll come up as that hearing process that Representative Thiesfeld talked about goes forward. Thanks for getting us started, Ruth. We'll go to Jackie now in Hillsboro. Jackie, hi.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. This is something I'm very passionate about, because as a mother, I think my children write neater when they take time and write in cursive. And I also have this treasure trove of letters from my great-great-grandmother that if you can't read cursive and write in cursive, you can't decipher them. And I think that by not pushing it in schools, and I should say that our school district does teach it, it's just not enforced after the original direction on how to make the letters properly. It's not enforced after that years later because there's more technology involved in school. But if they can't read that and write that, how can they connect with their ancestors and read?
And Jackie, is this something you've worked on your kids with apart from whatever they did in school?
My fifth grader can tell you that I remind him every week when he has a spelling test that I want to see it in cursive.
Wow. Okay. Jackie, thank you so much for that call at 800-642-1234. We're asking you what you think about the idea of requiring schools to teach cursive writing. There's a bill in the state legislature that would do just that. Back to your calls now. Peter is with us in Viroqua. Peter, hi.
Hey, thank you. And yeah, I agree with the previous caller in terms of being passionate about this. Someone's given the opportunity to develop fine motor skills with their hands, I think there's a direct correlation between that and a deepening in development of intelligence. I think there's a direct correlation between the head and the hands. And so teaching anything that incorporates the fine motor skills of the hands, but particularly cursive, that I think it also helps with memory, that when we read something or we hear something and then we write it down and then we take that next step in learning cursive, I think that it'll only benefit children. And I think, like your guest said, that there's a direct correlation between that and helping people with dyslexia. So really, really glad to hear this on the program. Thanks for having me.
Peter, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts on cursive. We'll go now to Philip with us in Sheboygan. Philip, hello.
Hello, how are you doing today?
Good. What do you think about cursive, Philip?
So I don't know. I really enjoyed learning how to do cursive. I really liked using Hannah DeLorean books when I was in elementary school. But then again, I also found myself only writing in all caps today, so that people can better read what I'm trying to write down.
I'm right there with you.
now that's just the fastest way for me to write, is just writing in all caps. But it's a lost facet of our culture and our identity to be able to write things down at all. Our technology today lets us just kind of put a couple ideas down and then it'll fill in the blanks for us. And I don't really like that. I feel like it's a lost concept of what it means to be human, to first be able to do that, right? Like, I don't know. It's important because it helps people figure out how they think about things. And if you have to do it manually, that is the first step to understanding what it is you think.
Philip, thank you so much for calling in at 800-642-1234, getting your thoughts on an idea in the state legislature to require schools to teach cursive. We asked you about this on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We're at over 100 responses last time I checked. We heard Dahl says, waste of time. I haven't written in cursive since I was forced to in fifth grade. Natasha says, if you want to learn it on your own, just like calligraphy. Reginald says, cursive handwriting is a deeply personal means of communication. It goes beyond the words that are written and conveys who we are through our personal penmanship. Charlene says, if a person can't read or write in cursive, it's a form of illiteracy. Back to your calls now. We've got Greg with us in Middleton. Greg, hi.
Hi. Thank you for having this discussion. I think cursive is real good. It's good for the kids to know, but I think decisions like that should be left to the local school board. I don't know how much of the elementary curriculum the state legislatures are demanding, but I think it should be left to local school boards. They make the decision.
Greg, thanks a lot for sharing that perspective. We'll go now to Wanda in Orfordville. Wanda, hi.
Hi. Oh, you hit a subject that's dear to my heart. First off, I don't know when it got to be called cursive. To me, it was handwriting.
Mm-hmm.
And what good is it to have a signature if everyone simply writes in block prints and block letters, besides the fact of reading ancestral letters like the earlier caller mentioned, that it is a distinctive thing. Your handwriting is as personal as your fingerprints.
Wanda, thank you so much for sharing that. Time for a couple more calls. I think before we move on from cursive or handwriting or script, people call it script too, right? Anne is with us in Wisconsin Dells. Anne, hello.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I'm in support of this proposal. I think it's, you know, a good thing to teach children how to write in cursive, although I am wondering how it would fit into the already crammed day filled with curriculum for other things. But interestingly enough, I was at the post office a couple weeks ago, and I had a letter to sign for, and the postal person directed me to print my name first and then write my name in cursive. And I kind of laughed at her and I said, well, what would happen if I didn't write my name in cursive? She goes, well, I might ask you to erase it and do it again. But, you know, we have to learn to sign our names for legal documents in so many different places. And I also feel like it's a lost art for us as part of our, you know, culture.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call. And I will take one more caller, Veronica, with us in Waukesha now. Veronica, hi.
Hi. Yes, I'm from Waukesha, a former teacher, and just wanted to reiterate that some of the research that has been shown to that it's the handwriting in cursive really stimulates the left and right brain beyond just small and gross motor skill development in children. And because it does this more left and right brain interaction, there's more stimulation and activation, and it really helps kids place things in context, reframe it in their own minds, and which actually also increases attention span and retention, which all of that benefits their learning abilities throughout. And it goes way beyond just pressing a key on a keyboard for the correct answers. So in terms of those people criticizing, where are we going to fit this in? Well, I know this is controversial, but how about a little less technology and a bit more handwriting, which is going to be beneficial throughout their school age years?
Veronica, thanks for the call, and thanks for all of your calls and the many Facebook comments. You can keep the conversation about teaching cursive in schools going over on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Maybe someday I'll post a sample of my handwriting. It's not pretty.